Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
This Sunday, we celebrate the first Sunday of Lent. And Lent is a season in which we must get back to the basics of our faith. Ironic enough, if we turn on the TV or open up the newspaper, we hear Major League Baseball beginning its spring training season. Now, what do the players do during this time? Well, they too get back to the basics. The first week or two, they spend time getting back to the basic hitting stance, the proper posture to feel the ground ball. The pitchers work on the basic techniques on how to throw the ball, not just with their arm, but with their shoulder, their hips, and their legs. Later on, they advance to different things. Hitters begin to learn, once again, how to hit a curveball, a fastball. Pitchers now advance and learn different pitches, again, a forkball, a slider. My friends, so too must we, during this season of Lent, get back to the basics of our faith, and then gradually advance in our spiritual life. The gospel for this weekend gives us some powerful lessons to help us do just that. Listen now how it begins. It writes, "The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert." The Holy Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert. What drives us? What makes us get out of bed every day? What motivates us, gives us meaning and purpose in our life, especially during the difficult times? Notice now, in the gospel, Jesus, it says, is driven by the Holy Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. It doesn't say that Jesus himself went into the desert. What would be the implication of this? That Jesus is now acting under his own will, but instead, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, now Jesus follows the will of the Father. The Holy Spirit, in this case, is the operative force motivating Jesus. Now, understand the context in which this gospel is set in. Before this event, Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. After coming out of the water, it is God the Father who anoints Jesus with the Holy Spirit and declares to all around, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Now Jesus, acting upon the will of God the Father, is motivated by the Holy Spirit and now accepts this mission of going out into the desert to do battle with the devil. And so, what does motivate us? Is it our will, our happiness? I've often said to you, many times, your life is not about you. Your life is not about your joy, your ego, your will. Instead, your life is about you in relationship with God. My friends, if we truly believe that we are made in the image and likeness of God, then each and every one of us has an infinite longing for God in our life. That's why St. Augustine gives us that beautiful quote, "Lord, you have made us for yourself, and therefore our hearts are restless until they rest in you, my God." Augustine realized, yes, each and every one of us has an infinite longing for God. And therefore, when we attach that longing for God to God, then we will always find purpose, meaning, and joy in our life. Therefore, basic lesson number one in this season of Lent is we must remember our identity. Remember, our life is about us in relationship with God. And that's what will give our life meaning and purpose. And better yet, like Jesus Christ, who was driven into the desert by the Holy Spirit, now the Holy Spirit becomes the operative force in our life, driving us into this season of Lent. The Holy Spirit becomes the motivating force during this season and helping us grow in a greater relationship with God. The gospel story continues. It said, the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert. Into the desert. If you go back and look at the original Greek in which the Bible was written in, the word for desert is eremos. Eremos. Where have we heard that word before? Well, in the Old Testament, in the story of the Exodus, in which the Israelites are found wandering in the eremos, the desert. This was a place that was harsh. There was very little food, very little water. All seemed hopeless. And yet, this was an important place for the Israelites to confront a basic and central truth in their relationship with God. Do they truly trust God for everything, including their own life, especially when all seemed hopeless? Well, now Jesus goes out into the eremos himself, into the desert, and he places his complete trust in the Father. And in doing so, he demonstrates to us that God is the true source of all hopefulness, especially when the world tells us that all hope is lost. Basic lesson number two in the season of Lent. Lent is a time in which we encounter the eremos, ourself, the desert. The desert for us is a place where we dare to get to the essential truths of who we are, looking at the good as well as the bad aspects of our lives. And we must face down all those things that lead us away from God. And yet, it is also a time in which we reestablish our trust in God and truly see that God is the source of all hopefulness. Next, it says in the gospel that Jesus remained in the desert for 40 days. My friends, it's a basic biblical truth. Whenever we hear numbers in sacred scripture, they always have symbolism attached to them. In this case, the 40 days alludes to the 40 days that Moses spent on Mount Sinai, fasting and praying in the presence of God before receiving the Ten Commandments from God. The 40 days also alludes to the 40 days and nights the great prophet Elijah walked to get to Mount Sinai, and when he arrived, he encountered the true presence of God. Basic lesson number three in this season of Lent. Lent is a period, a time in which we encounter the presence of God in our life. I think God gives us these very special times, like Advent, Lent, Easter, Christmas, to truly see His presence in our life. What must we do? Take the time to see God's presence in our life. My friends, I think it's similar to like our families. Our families from time to time get together, especially our extended families. We get together for special occasions like maybe our parents' or grandparents' wedding anniversary, a birthday, a wedding, a baptism. Whatever the occasion may be, our entire family gets together. And when that happens, we feel and draw a sense of strength from that. We feel joy. Better yet, we feel a sense of belonging. We say to ourselves, yes, this is truly where I belong. I think God gives us now the season of Lent to see His presence in our life and to get that sense of belonging. Recognize that, yes, this is where I belong with God now and forevermore. So how do we do this? Well, we must first take the time. There's many ways in which we can see the presence of God. For example, just spend time before the Blessed Sacrament at your church. Or maybe your church has Eucharistic adoration. Spend time before the Lord. If your schedule allows you, go to Mass as often as you possibly can during Lent, especially during the weekday. Never underestimate the transformative power, and grace you receive from the Eucharist. It's life-changing. I'm a living example of that myself. See, these are just a few ways in which we truly encounter the presence of God in our life. And in doing so, we draw strength from it. The gospel story continues. It says Jesus is tempted by Satan. Now, in Mark's gospel, it doesn't specifically mention the three temptations. Yet, in Matthew as well as in Luke's gospels, it does. What are these three temptations? Well, when you boil them down to the very essence of what they are, it's the temptation of pleasure, power, and glory. These are some of the greatest, yet most common temptations that we will encounter throughout our lives. Now, temptations are not always a bad thing. Why? Because it is precisely in that inward struggle, that inward fight and resistance to that specific temptation, that we find out who we are. Basic lesson number 4 in this season of Lent, one of the most important aspects of knowing who we are is knowing who we are not. I'll say that again. One of the most important aspects of knowing who we are is knowing who we are not. When you look at temptation, what really is it? Well, temptation is essentially surrendering ourselves to something in this world, and then we order our life to it. My friends, at the heart of the spiritual life is surrendering to the will of God. That's why Paul proclaims in 1 Corinthians, "It is to Christ whom my life is ordered to, now and forever." We too can resist the temptations in our life, especially now that we are in the desert of Lent, the Eremos. We can resist these temptations if our life is truly ordered to Jesus Christ, who conquered the temptations of the devil. My friends, Lent is a season for us to get back to the basics. How do we do that? First and foremost, we remember our own identity, that our life is about us in relationship with Christ. Second, Lent is a time in which we enter into the Eremos, the desert, and we get to the essential truths of who we are. We recognize that God is a source of all hopefulness and will rescue us during times that appear hopeless. Third, Lent is a special time that God gives us to truly encounter His presence in our life. Therefore, we must take the time to see His presence. Finally, we will be tempted during these 40 days. Yet in that inward struggle and fight against those temptations, we find out who we truly are. These basic lessons will help us make this season of Lent a spiritually fruitful time for each and every one of us. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.